Welcome to another inspirational message from Dave and Jenny Gilpin. Dave and Jenny are the senior pastors of Hope City Church. For any more information or for any other resources, visit davegilpin.com.
Take your seats, church. I've just asked the band just to stay up for a little bit. So the story of the hip replacement is, church. It sounds odd. Oh, she's coming back. I have had it. Now, the story is, this is the real story, okay? When I was a young woman, I used to be an athlete. Did you know that, church? And I used to run 400 meters, and basically I stuffed them. So I had the first hip replacement at 41, and the second hip replacement at 49, and now I'm good to go. And so good to go that this week I had my trainer and he had me pulling 60 kilo tires along the gym. Because, you know, there's no point stopping, is there? Come on, church, you got to get back, get fit, stand up, get going again. Come on, wake up. Come on, wake up. Are you there? Are you there? Is anybody there? Oh, my word. Well, the reason I've asked the musicians to stand is I just felt... felt that God really gave me a really clear picture while I was sitting there in my seat this morning, and I'll get to my message. Just stop for a second. And it was the oddest thing. I was just sitting in my seat, and it's like I could hear a sound, and the sound got louder and louder and louder, and it became like a roar. And I could just see in my spirit like it was coming down from all the hills of Sheffield, this roar, this sound. And this is unusual for me because I don't see things, but I just saw in my spirit like God was taking me back in the history of Sheffield. And I could see a sound. And I could see the men at the steelworks and the sound of the anvil. The sound. And then it's almost like for a while that Sheffield lost its sound. And there's been many attempts of people over the last 20 or 30 years to give Sheffield back its roar. There's been many attempts and things that have happened where people in the natural have tried to give Sheffield back its renown, because it was renowned for steel. But God says the renowned is coming. And it would not be, says the Lord, the renown of that which you have known. It would not be the renown of steel. It would but not be renown of the incredible bands and artists that have come from Sheffield. It would not be renowned as the city of sport or the city of culture or the city of all those things. But God said the renown is coming, because I am coming, says the Lord, with a roar. And with a sound. And God would say that I am bringing prosperity to this region. I'm bringing prosperity to this region. I am bringing businesses and multinational companies, says God, to the region. And they're going to begin to pepper around the place, and prosperity would come. And God would say, it's because my people have prayed. It's because my people have called out. It's because my people have been faithful, says the Lord. And I'm bringing prosperity to this region. But God says as it comes, a move of God would move across this place. And down from the hills of Sheffield, from the seven hills, I can see a roar. I can see a sound of the Spirit of God coming, pouring, pouring, pouring over this place. I can see people coming to this city and asking, what is the renown? What is it about this place? This city was the place that nobody wanted to come. But God would say, I'm bringing renown back to this part of the world, says God, and I would move in this place in the most phenomenal way. And God said, I will bring people into this house of renown, that it won't just be the dispossessed and the downtrodden, but God said, I will bring into this place people of influence and renown that would sit on these seats and would come to know Jesus. And God would said, I would bring in the entrepreneurs, and I would bring in those people that you've asked for in your heart and have wondered where they are. God says the roar is coming. There's a sound in the hills. There's a rushing of wind, says God, that's coming down the hills into the streets of Sheffield. And it's because my people have cried and cried and reached and cried out to God. Come on, church, let's stand right across this place right now. Whoa. I just want the singers back. Quick. We're going to sing. We're going to usher in a roar. I've never felt anything as clearly as I was sitting and God was saying, there's a sound. There's a sound. There's a sound coming. Oh, for those of you freshers in, welcome to church. I'm quite normal, really, on most days. Let's just sing something that's really declarative. And I want you today to lift your hands right. God is coming with a move of God across this city. Begin to cry out. Come on. Come on, cry out. Begin to sing. I'm going to pray for a number of people now. You know, sometimes when you turn up in a city, you wonder what you're doing there. But God had it ordained. You know, my husband Dave, the reason why he went to Sydney Uni is because he got saved at Sydney Uni. That's why he ended up there. I just have a sense that there's a number of people I want to pray for this morning, and I mightn't even get to this. And I have a sense in my spirit that there are students here, And there's a disillusionment in your spirit because you wondered how you're ending up, where you're ending up. And you can't see the end from the beginning. Or maybe it's not just students. Maybe it's people and you're thinking, I don't really understand why I am where I am. And I believe this morning that God's going to speak into your spirit very profoundly. He's going to speak into your spirit. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to touch you this morning. And so the number of people are written down here that I really want to pray over as well, but we're just going to sing again. And for those that have not been in Hope City Church before, this is how we respond to God in this place, right? We don't wait for the exhibitionists to come down and jump all over me. If you want God, we respond fast, right? We don't wait. We go, right, God, I want you. I'm coming now. Meet me here. So if you are dealing with a disillusionment in your soul and a lack of understanding of where you're at right now, I want you to just come and line as we sing right now, right across the front. Come, 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 come. Begin to reach out to God right across the front. Before I pray for these guys, Maurice, I want to pray for you this morning. Come here, it's fresh back from his honeymoon. Is Abby here? You want to just come down here, Abby? Can what happens if she drops what she's doing? Does the lights go out? Okay. They're scary, aren't they? Look at them all. How do you think we feel? Like they look terrifying, don't they? Just face me. Don't look at them. Okay. Fresh back from your honeymoon. Congratulations. Like literally what? 2 weeks ago? God spoke to me about you, Maurice. You're the nicest, quiet guy. But there's a roar in your spirit. There's a leader within you. There is a leader within you. And you're going to be a man that has such words that people go, oh my goodness, such words. And God wants to give you confidence that that's who you are. Because you're very happy to love Jesus. You're very happy to be behind the scenes. But God wants to speak to you as a couple. Uh-oh. God wants to speak to you as a couple today that he has leadership on your life. It's all over you. You don't have to do anything about it. You just have to keep walking. Keep walking, but God would remind you today, right at the very beginning of your marriage, that he has a real plan for your lives. You're going to be a leader of leaders. You're going to be a Pied Piper. Men are going to follow you because, I tell you why, because you're trustworthy and you have integrity of heart. You have a pureness of spirit, a purity towards God that's absolutely outstanding. You're the most stunning, sincere, quiet man of God. And you know how I know that? Because God told me. He's thinking, how the heck did she know that? She doesn't know me. Okay, lift your hands to God, you two. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Maurice and for Abby today. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that the plans you have for them are so good. And Father, in their minds, they can't see beyond the now. But I thank you that you already stand in the future, right ahead of them. Right there, right ahead of them. You're calling them forward, Father God. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. Give them confidence today in their hearts for the leadership that you've placed on their lives. Give Maurice confidence. I pray today that he'll almost be like a changed man in your presence, Lord. Changed man in your presence today, oh God, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I thank you for Abby. Such a server, such a server. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that not only does she serve, but she knows you. And that's why she requires, Lord God, no platform, because she knows you. And Father, I thank you that the reward is coming. Abby, the reward for your faithfulness is coming. And it's not going to be the way you thought it would come, but there's a reward coming, there's a job coming, there's a promotion coming. And you're going to stand back and you're going to remember today. You're going to say, yeah, God told me the reward is coming. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. I just want to pray. Stay here, you lot. Janine, can I pray for you? Give Janine a hand as she comes. Have you ever been prophesied over before? God wants to say to you today, Janine, it's over. It's over. And the future is beautiful, bright, full of hope, full of promise, and full of you as a woman who holds the Spirit of God. And people have told you that it's only Gavin that holds the Spirit of God, and God wants to encourage you today that you are a woman of the Spirit. You hear from God. You know when God speaks to you. And what people have said to you has eroded the confidence in you. But you have, I want God to say to you today, have confidence again in your spirit that you hear from the Spirit of God. And God's been whispering stuff to you of late, and you've thought, I could never do that. I could never be that. Nobody would give me permission to be that. And the Holy Spirit comes today, and I come today to say, we give you permission. We give you permission to be mighty. Lift your hands to God, Janine, in the name of Jesus. Father, refreshing, outpouring. Father God, a completely new beginning, a new day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, it's over. It's done with. It's gone. It's in the past. It's a new day. Father God, I thank you that you're gracious and you're strong on her behalf. Father, I thank you that you're strong on behalf of her family. And God, you're even strong on behalf of her reputation. In Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you, oh God, that you take the weak things of the world, oh God, to actually say to the strong things that the God is stronger in you. And Father, I thank you for the words that will come from this woman's mouth, Lord God, that will confound the strong and that will confound the critics, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, those at the altar here, I promise I'll get to a message. Lift your hands to God. Oh, young man with caffeine kilos. I've never met you before. Is this your first day? No? What nationality are you? Colombian. Oh, hello, hello. What's your name? Felipe. Father, I thank you for Philippe. Father, I thank you today that you're showing him that he's not out of step with your will. Father, he's done this and he's done that and he's done the other and he's wondered, am I in the will of God? Am I out of the will of God? Am I in the will of God? And God says to you today, because you love him, very hard to step out of his will. And God says, you're smack back. Don't be disillusioned. Don't be disillusioned by what you see with your eye. Keep your eye on the unseen, Felipe. Keep your eye on the unseen God who has your future in his hands today. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for all these incredible people. Lift your hands across the front. Father, where the enemy has tried to come and disillusion them. Father, I thank you for the leader that's in Deb Noble, in Jesus' name. Thank you for the leader that's in her, Father God. Though the vision tarry, Deb, wait for it. Though it tarry, wait for it. Don't run, wait for it. God says to you today, though it tarry, wait for it, Deb, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. You've only got good for her life. You've only got good for her life. Father, every lie of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, for all these beautiful folk, Father, where they've been disillusioned, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Oh, wow. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty name, Father God, refreshing of their soul. All the training's been worth it. You've thought nothing's come of it. God says you haven't seen my tomorrow. Beautiful, and it's full, and it's wonderful. Courage her spirit today in Jesus' name. Now let's just sing one more time. Guys at the front, just you feel free to take your seats and we'll sing, and I'll preach for 10 minutes. Take your seats now. Just want to sit down here, because otherwise it'd be wasted energy. Church, just take your seats just for a moment. I'm just going to share an incredible thought with you. And the thought is this, is that you do not realize the magnitude of what God has placed within you. And you know, God has an incredible dream for humanity. And as we've heard before, God has an incredible dream for this city. You know? Sometimes we forget the magnitude of what God has placed within our hearts. Now, there was a guy in the Bible called Joseph, Jesus' dad. And when I was reading the Word of God, you know, sometimes you sit and you read something and something strikes you that you've never seen before. And it struck me that Joseph was the bodyguard of God's dream for mankind. You know, he listened to God and he moved Jesus around. He moved him away from the places where Jesus would have been hurt. And, you know, he moved him. He listened to God and he moved and he did this and he did that. And he actually was the bodyguard of God's dream for humanity. And it strikes me that that's what we are. We are the bodyguard of God's dream. We are the people that are called by God to ensure that the liberating voice of God reaches the humanity of our world. That's who we're called to be. And from time to time, we forget the magnitude of what God has placed within us. Very easy to do. Very easy to do in the grand scheme of things. When we're running here and we're running there, and we forget to stop for a moment and realize who God has called us to be. The church. The people of God. We are called to be the people that liberate an oppressed world. That's who we're called to be. We're called to be the bodyguard of God's dream. And that's what the church is all about. The church is God's idea to be a liberator of mankind. And you know, I love that verse in the Old Testament in Joel, and I'll just put it up. And it says, "And afterwards, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. It says, your old men, your old men. Old guys, where are you here? None of you will... Oh, a few raised their hands. Yeah, for the old boys. Your old men will dream dreams. When did we stop dreaming? You can be 22 and stop dreaming. You can allow life to have spoken to you and take the magnitude of who you are out of your soul. And God would come again and speak to you today. Your old men will dream dreams. And then it says, and your young men will see visions. Not because you've drunk too much or eaten too much pizza. You'll dream dreams and see visions because God wants to put something in your spirit that you dream about. Something about humanity that just takes hold of your soul. I remember as a young woman, I was spoilt for anything else. I had to get in the presence of God. I had to seek God. I had to share Jesus. And I want that fire to consume us again, church. That we become a people again that want to see the miraculous in our day. That want to see the sound of that roar coming down the hills of Sheffield and touching a community that desperately, desperately needs God. Amen. You know, the amazing thing about Joseph, he was just a quiet man of faith, but he actually moved in miracles. He was the guardian of the life of Jesus. That Jesus would go to the cross and liberate mankind. And so Joseph, he wasn't a loud guy. He never probably graced a pulpit or sat on a stage. But 2,000 years later, we know his name. Because he was significant. He housed God's dream in his heart. He didn't fully understand the magnitude of that dream, and many times we've got no idea. Doesn't the Word of God say, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it even entered the heart of man what God has prepared? That's the incredible thing, that one act of obedience from us, a moment of dreaming, like Colin said this morning, you've got no idea, church, what's on the other side of your dreaming, what's on the other side of your giving. Who would have thought 24 years later, after Dave and I left on a plane from Australia when I was 25 years old, that we would have 12 locations of Hope City Church? Who would have thought? I only saw one, but God saw a lot bigger than that. Amen? Amen. God has given each and every one of us a guardianship, a significance. And I'm praying today that in this place that is reawakened within you, that you are God's bodyguard. You are the facilitator of freedom for mankind. And that is as important as it is. That's how important it is. So we're going to stand at the end of this funny old message that I've done. We're going to stand and we're going to recommit ourselves to the Great Commission. You with me?
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I'm almost 50. I'm not playing church. I want to see my God move in this nation like I've seen in other nations of the world. I want to see young men and young women queuing, older folk queuing to get saved. Come on. Queuing to know God. And you know, as we raise our hands today again and say, God, come, we're not inviting niceness. We're inviting a messy, messy, messy move of God. Bring it on, I say. Bring it on. May the dispossessed and the lonely and the drug addicts and the doctors and the lawyers all sit alongside each other in Jesus' name as they know that they need God. So we're going to sing one more time, and what you're going to do while they sing, you're going to cry out from your heart. You're going to begin to dream again. You're going to begin to cry out from your heart that which you've shelved. You're going to bring it out before God again. Say, God, I dare to dream. I dare to dream again today. I dare to dream that, God, there are people that you want to touch through my life. Not tomorrow, this week. Amen. Let's sing. Come and begin.